G'day guys and welcome to the Blacklist Sessions. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm really excited about this episode today because, you know, there's a lot of things going on in the world and a lot of people are going through a lot of dramas. So instead of, I guess, focusing on the problem, I guess it's all about finding solutions. So I'm really excited to have Jacob Galea on the podcast today. How you doing?
Hey Jay, how you doing?
Yes, really good. Really good. You know, it's a crazy economic time, but there's always a way to get through and get the message through and continue to thrive.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I think the best way to start the podcast would be to have a chat about what you do.
Absolutely. Look, Jay, I'm labeled as a success coach. What I do really is transformational human change. So my job is to go into boardrooms and go into people's lives and help them become a better version of them. I've got a book out called Birth of the Super You, and that book talks about how do you be a super version of you? What does that look like? Everybody's got the potential and the possibility in them to be a better version. So I was blessed to be able to start a business and go around the world and help people really tap into their subconscious mind and understand what else can I do in my life? How do I be a super version of me? How do I not be like the masses and think that I have to do a 9-to-5 and get a salary and then what's, you know, I'm not born just to go to work, pay bills and die, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we want to help people be the best versions of them.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So I think it'd be really interesting for everyone that's listening and watching to hear how you got into it, because it's easy to see the end result. But what a lot of people want to know is the journey. Like, how do you go from point A to point B?
Absolutely. Look, I think the first part of the journey is understand that you are possible, you know, because you can't go on a journey if you don't believe in yourself. That's first and foremost. I started my journey. I finished school. I got an apprenticeship in printing. I worked with an amazing, very wealthy family called the Hannon Group. And I was around some really wealthy people very quickly. And you learn secrets. You ask them the right questions, you learn secrets. I finished my apprenticeship, but I got into sales. That for me was a complete shift in character. You know, I've gone from being in overalls on a press on a machine to in a suit in sales and serving people. So I got into sales really early in my career, Jay. I won a 3-year business scholarship. And I went on and studied emotional intelligence, the subconscious mind, NLP, and I wanted to learn what is it that makes someone really successful versus someone that's really average. Mm-hmm. Went through my sales career, had a really successful sales career, worked up to a point, Jay, where I was on $250,000 salary. I was in an amazing group, a CEO group, and one of the guys in the group says, hey, we want you to come and train our sales guys. And I go, mate, I've never run a company before. What are you talking about? And what they're asking me to do is to leave my massive salary and start a business that I've never run before. No one in my family's really run a business before, and start this business and good luck. So as I do, I said, yeah, let's do it. So a week later, I resigned from that job. You got to risk it to get the biscuit, right?
You certainly
so
do.
I risked it. I risked that big salary. And I started a business called G Corp Consulting. And it was all about taking techniques from the battlefield to the boardroom from my black belt background. And here we are today. And today we've got the pleasure of, you know, flying around the world, working with, well, flying's a bit of a problem at the moment, Jay. So we'll do it digital
is.
Now. But going around the world and helping people tap into that, you know, peer-to-peer mentoring is very important. Everybody needs someone. I have mentors. I pay for mentors. Everybody needs someone to get them to that next level, right?
Yes.
So my job is to help them find the possibility on what is possible, because I've created this from nothing. And one of my favorite words in the world is alchemy. Mm-hmm. Alchemy is all about taking nothing and turning it into something better, taking lead, turning it into gold. Mm-hmm. So I want to have a journey where I can help people alchemize their life.
Yeah, fantastic. So what do you think it is that really separates people that are really high performers and really successful and managed to make great salaries from the average person?
Mindset. They don't believe in themselves, right? So what stops someone is their limiting beliefs. You know, they don't believe that they're worth $250,000. They don't believe that they're worth $300,000. So what happens is they vibrate at a level on what they believe in. So what, you know, your vibe attracts your tribe. Mm. So if you believe you're worth $1 million, first of all, you're going to attract things to you worth that. But second of all, you're going to make the moves that you believe, because where the mind goes, the feet follow. So that's where I implement a tool called visualizations, and you learn to visualize the place where you want to be and take that to a whole new level. And I have a process, and actually we've got with you, Joe, we've got a beautiful podcast series coming up, and I'm going to teach people how to do that for you.
Fantastic. Well, I think it's so important. Like, mindset's such a big thing, and it's something that I've tried to cultivate as much as possible over the last 3 years or so, and it really has changed things dramatically. So, yeah, I can totally attest to that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, fantastic. So, when you're training someone, you'd be working with a lot of really high performers,
yep.
Like CEOs, that kind of thing, which have insane schedules, flying all around the world, doing all that kind of thing. So, how do you get them to kind of unwind and really focus on what's important?
Yeah, so you got to understand that quality over quantity wins all the time, right? If you have a crazy schedule, but you don't have a plan in place, all you're going to do is burn out, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, if you look at, you spoke about a CEO. If you look at a CEO in the 1980s, how they grew up, their avatar, what they were about, right? It was a little bit like the show Mad Men, right? So they were having, you know, vodka for lunch, and they had women in the room, and it was an avatar of a pretty crazy environment. If you have a look at the CEOs today that we work with, they're all very health conscious, they all do yoga, they're all very spiritual, they all eat really well, they're all, you know, some sort of religious or there's some sort of spiritual universal connectedness to them, okay? So what they've got to do is find, if you want to be a peak performer, you have to find time in your day and you have to find time in your world to do things that enable you to be a peak performer. If you just keep going and going and going, you're just going to burn out, right? So crazy schedules are only good if you've got the willpower and the passion behind them to succeed.
So true, so true. Yeah, I think it's really important that people do take the time to really focus on that sort of thing. Like every single day, I'll spend an hour in the gym, you know, no matter how busy work gets, how many projects I got to churn out. I think it's really important for people to take that time and to, you know, focus on their health, make sure they're not constantly eating crap and all that kind of stuff.
Absolutely. You've got to switch off, right? Because, you know, you look at if you, a fast car that moves fast crashes fast, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, success is a long game. People are trying to opt in for a short win or a short success. It doesn't work like that. It's a long game. So you've got to think that your mind, your body, and your soul have to be strong to take on that long game or you'll crash every time. And we see it all the time. We see people in our retreats that we do, in my seminars that I do, and we get people in the room and they're exhausted. We run Saturday retreats, immersion sessions from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. And at about 3 o'clock, you see them looking for the donut and the coffee and the Coke to recharge them. They're like, where's a Red Bull? Because they haven't got that inner, you know, in martial arts, we call it chi.
Yeah.
You know, that inner chi energy to keep you going. They're burnt out. So you've got to learn to be the best version of you. You've got to have your resources and your intelligence in place and the tools required to take you there or you won't last very long.
Yeah, it's so true. You know, you've got to have that inner willpower. And I think finding something that you're really passionate about is a big part of that. Like I know when I started video, something that I absolutely loved and being out, like getting the opportunity to work with a lot of big acts like Lee Kernaghan and, you know, all those guys, like they bring so much passion to their projects and you just get this connection of like passion and it really creates great results.
Absolutely. If you look at the word passion, if you break it down, it's breaking down as pass, eye, on. So what it is, it's about passing the best version of you on, right? But too many people in life aren't passionate. You know, like I see them every day in boardrooms. They want to be something, but they're delivering a half-assed self to the world, right? We're like this all the time. I'm passionate all the time. Of course, there's days, like on the weekend sometimes, you know, on a Sunday, I can't be bothered talking to anyone because I've spoken so much all week. I want to regain that passion, but I wouldn't do a podcast. I wouldn't do an interview with no passion. You know, you've got to be passionate. If you don't love what you do, if you're not passionate, your vibrational energy, what you project is what you collect, then you're not going to get anything.
Yeah, definitely. I think one of the most important words of the next decade or so is going to be willpower.
Yeah.
And I think that's what it comes down to because, yeah, everyone has those down days. Everyone has the days where they don't want to go to the gym. They're like, I'm too tired. But it's those people that have the willpower to push through, which do the things that other people don't do.
Absolutely.
That get the results.
Look, you know, I feel sorry for the young ones today, you know, the 19 and 20-year-olds who are brought up on technology that their mindset's weak. Unfortunately, they're growing up on a weak mindset where, you know, I remember growing up and I had a BMX and no helmet and we used to ride for kilometers and had no phone. And if you fell off, you had to walk back with grazed knees and it was all good, you know. But the kids of today are stuck inside. They're on PlayStations. They're on TikTok. They're in front of this virtual world, and they're not really learning what it takes to be a warrior. They're not really learning what it takes to kick ass in the world. And what happens is they're going to grow up and they're going to be soft. And it worries me about, you know, we do a lot of training, and that training for the young generation in schools that I do is about training tomorrow's leaders today, because they have to learn an old school system of having a strong mind and a strong insight. Otherwise, they're not going to last. You know, any little thing that happens, they're going to fall over.
Exactly. And I see that so much, even within my generation. Like, I'm 28 now, and a lot of people that I went to school with, that I've still got them on Facebook, and I see them all the time with such a negative mindset, and they're like, oh, you know, there's all this stuff in the world and there's nothing that I can do. And that's literally the worst thing that you can say. Because, you know, everything out there, you can't control what's out there, but you can control yourself and how you react to it.
Look, what you should be doing is, yes, there's stuff going on in the world. Let me tell you what we're doing in my business when the stuff's going on is we're learning to adapt, okay? So rather than be a victim, be a successor. Like, so we're going, okay, our events, for example, we can't get our events going anymore for, let's say, for 6 months. Why does that worry us? Let's use technology. If we can't get people to the events, we're gonna bring the events to the people. So we're gonna do our Zoom conference calls. We're gonna do live events. We're gonna do stuff like this where we're gonna bring it to you, and we're gonna give you a platform where, instead of worrying about I can't go to that event, I'm gonna get sick, or I'm too close to someone, stay in your own home, make a cup of tea, make a cup of coffee, sit down, and we'll come to you. You've got to adapt or die. We've never existed in a world like this before. People don't know what to do. What you can't do is sit in fear and be worried about what's going to happen. What you got to do is go, right, the way I used to make money no longer exists. What do I need to do? What mentors do I need to get? What options do I need to implement to get me paid? Because at the end of the day, you've still got a mortgage. You've still got family. You've still got kids. You've still got bills that you have to pay. You can't stop and lie on the couch and be a victim. You can't stop and worry about that. I can't go to a coffee shop now. You've got to go, I need to implement new ways. New ways will open new doors.
Definitely, yes. If you do what you've always done, you're going to get where you always got.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so this is, at this time that we're living in, is a very clear example of a challenge. So I wanted to have a chat about some of the other challenges that you've faced throughout your career in building the business.
You know, it's funny, I get asked this a lot in the media, right, Jay? And people think a challenge is something that comes and goes. Let me tell you something. There is a challenge every day. You know, running a business is a challenge. Being a parent is a challenge. Challenges are there everywhere, every day. It's not something that oscillates in and out of your life, right? It's constantly a challenge. The difference is, as you grow as a person and as you get on a different level, the level of that challenge increases. So all that happens is the challenges are bigger. Right? So it's like a computer game. If you think about a computer game where you're on level one, there's a certain level of challenge. You pass level one and get to level two, it gets harder. There's another challenge, right?
Yep.
As you get onto level five, then you've got five extra challenges. Now, life is no different. The key with life is what you do with those challenges, right? Are you either going to step up like David did to Goliath and go, let's go challenge, or are you going to bow down and be weak, right? Now, I have challenges every day. Everyone now with COVID-19 has massive challenges going on everywhere. The question is, what are you going to do? Are you going to lie down? Or when I get a challenge, Jay, let's say we call it a universal challenge. So the universe smacks you in the head and go, there you go. There's a problem for you. All we do, and that's what we used to do in martial arts when we're competing, is look at that challenge and go, really? Is that all you've got? You hit like a bitch. If you're going to hit me, you better hit a lot harder than that, because it's going to take a lot more than this challenge to put me down. And that develops a warrior's mindset, right?
Yeah.
Who cares about the challenge? What happens is how you get up and fight. If you can look up, you can get up. And one thing we learn in martial arts is if you can get up off that canvas, you get up. But when you go back to that opponent, you knock him the F out, right?
Yeah.
Now, that's the same as life. If you're going to let that challenge beat you, you're going to fall down every time. If you can look up, you can get up. Get up and beat this challenge. Look for better ways. Look for better opportunities. Look at better ways to make money. Have a digital avatar in your business now, right? If you can't bring people into your world, bring your world into the people. We live in the best time to do that, okay? Yes, it's serious, but we can beat it.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. Great advice. So the next question I want to have a chat about is something that I've found incredibly important for building my business, and that's personal brands.
Yeah.
So what are your thoughts on personal branding?
Love this. You know, love this. We are individually, everyone is a personal brand now. If you go back 10, 15 years ago, what happened in the branding world, people thought a brand was Coca-Cola or Qantas, that it was all a company brand. The world has shifted and you've got to realize that you are a personal brand, okay? Mm-hmm. So if you're a personal brand, you've got to do what a company brand does. You have to have a brand strategy. You have to have a brand roadmap. You have to have a brand personality. You have to have brand equity. You have to have brand partners, right? So that's why we invest so heavily on our social media world, on our brand, right? You've got to post that, you've got to post something that's relevant to your brand. You know, if you can't post a picture of you in your undies and expect to get business, it doesn't work. But people are still doing that, right? It's like, what does my brand represent? What audience, what's my key message? What's my audience going to get from this? Branding today is so, so critical for individuals, right? Because you are the CEO now of your own company called Me Proprietary Limited. And unless you realize that you're a brand and that that brand is going to go out and create what's called brand equity, you're going to be left behind, okay? So you have to understand that branding is the way forward. You have to learn how to brand yourself. You have to learn what how your brand creates income, how your brand creates an impact. And until you learn to do that, and if you think you're not, if people think watching this that they're not a brand and that it doesn't apply to them, they've got no idea. It's all about branding. You are your own CEO of your personal brand, and you better start investing in it very, very heavily because the competition is about to get very fierce.
It certainly is. I mean, look at a company like Tesla, for example. Like, that company would just be nothing like it is today without Elon Musk as like the CEO and his personality and, you know, his little quirks and things. People really buy into it.
Yeah, well, they do, because look, the world's changed, right? People want to know with Tesla now, who's the man behind the brand, right? Because people have shifted. People follow people now, not so much companies. So they're happy to support the brand Tesla if the guy behind it's going to be a huge success that they can look up to. So it's everyone wants to know, who's the man behind the brand? Who's the woman behind this brand? So your brand strategy better be damn slick in the next 5 years if you really want to get to a level of success.
Yeah. Well, how would you advise people do that? Let's say they have like a company and a company name and all that sort of thing. How would you advise someone to build a personal brand that kind of feeds into the company and helps to generate sales?
Well, I do it perfectly in my company. I run a company called G Corp Advisory, which is the training side of my business, right? But G Corp Advisory is the vehicle. And we run that in parallel with the Jacob Galea brand. They come together and they meet at a point, right? Is what's more important? You know, do people, are people going to follow a message from a company or from a person? People want to know who's the captain driving the ship. So what you want to do is you want to understand the captain who's driving the ship is, you know, when you go on a cruise and you have the captain's party, everyone wants to meet the captain behind the ship. Right. So what you've got to do is you've got to understand you're the captain of your ship. So yes, you can say my ship is called G Corp Advisory, but I'm the captain running it. Right. Yep. So you've got to do and you've got to act and you've got to look and feel like a captain acts. Otherwise, if you're going to be a vice captain or you're going to be a deckhand, that brand is in massive danger.
Yes, definitely. You know, you have to be that person.
Absolutely.
You have to really fill that role. So important. So in times like this, you know, we've talked about it a lot, it's very, very uncertain. How do you think businesses can stay ahead of the curve and get an advantage against their competition at this point?
Look, you know, it's tough times, okay? Let's not bullshit people. It's tough times out there. You know, the news is not good. And as I said before, we've never existed in a time like this. But how business can survive is, number one, community support. There's a lot of stuff on Facebook this morning about help support small businesses and local businesses because they're never going to be the same again, right? But these businesses have to get smart too. So, for example, you know, let's look at an industry. Let's look at, say, the food industry, right? So, at the moment, people aren't going to restaurants. People aren't going to cafes. The government's come out and said they're banning it. So, you know, how there's a lot of people now that are quarantined. They've got to stay at home. But all of a sudden, their restaurant's closed. Let's say they don't have the money and can't afford delivery. What do we do? You know, if you're a restaurateur, if you're an owner of a business in the food space now, come up with a great video series that helps people to cook in home, right? Give them really simple tips. It's $5 a month. Get 1,000 people on there, and that's $5,000 a month passive income. Teach you, oh, I don't know how to cook. I wouldn't know how to. I'm quarantined, and let's say that we don't have the money to get food in. What do we we going to do, right? So you've got to get innovative. Everyone's at home. They're looking at the TV. They're listening to the radio and they're watching online social platforms, right? Mm-hmm. Create a business that is so applicable to them, it's not funny. Would I pay $5, $10 a week, you know, passively to learn how to make really great healthy meals that I've never had to do before? Damn straight I would, right? Mm-hmm. The coaching industry is another one. The speaking industry is another one. Businesses are forcing people to work from home. Let's say you're a corporate and you work for Macquarie Bank and you've never worked from home and you don't know how to do a Zoom call and you don't know how to do interviews. You know, have a business that teaches people how to present themselves online and charge a small fee for it, right? Mm-hmm. And that's where the world's going, because we have to adapt or die, right?
We do.
We have to. Now, it's tough out there, like I said. It's not just as easy as that, and that's where your brand strategy's got to come into play. That's where all your equity that you've done in your whole life has to come into play, but there are solutions. Kick ass and find a way.
Yeah, it's 100% the way. So you've done a lot of traveling around the world, like obviously Sydney, New York, LA. What are some of your favorite places that you've gone to visit before?
Look, you know, I do love the US. I go to the US every year on business. I do a lot of work out of New York, a lot of work out of LA. I've traveled, I've spoken in Germany in front of 10,000 people. Mm-hmm. I've spoken at Singapore at the Marina Bay Sands, which is a cool place. Look, I only choose destinations I love.
Yep.
Okay, life is short. So I'm really fussy who I spend time with and where I go. Why? Because number one, you become a product of your environment, right? Mm-hmm. Number one. Number two, that the people you spend time with are either going to rise you up and support you, or they're going to bring you down and hate you, right?
Yep.
So the thing is that only spend time in an environment that is going to inspire you, right? But look, I do love the US. You know, I do love Europe. I do a lot of work out of LA. I love LA. I think the vibe in LA is pretty cool. There's a lot of ambition there, and there's a lot of people there as well. So travel's great. It's part of our business. And once all this is over, we've already got plans to go and do a USA tour as well and reshape the minds, the hearts, and the businesses of people all over the world.
Yeah, fantastic. I think one of the things that I think I really like about you is the energy. You know, there's so much passion and drive there to succeed. And I think people could really learn a lot from that, is to find something that they're so passionate about that they have your kind of energy.
Look, you know, we learn in martial arts. When you get your black belt and you compete I was competing for the New South Wales karate team and then the Australian karate team. You know, one thing you learn is energy is key. They call it chi energy in martial arts. But you can't enter the ring and fight someone that wants to knock your head off with no energy, right? So what happens is, that's why I built my business taking techniques from the battlefield to the boardroom, because you can take that energy that you learn in martial arts and put it in the boardroom, put it in business. You know, for 20 years, people have said, Jacob, when I come to your events, when I come to your seminars, when I come to your mentor sessions, your energy is off the chart. And I say, well, you know, that's what it's about. Because, you know, if I sat there and said, oh, hi, Jay, how are you today? And look, thanks for having me as a guest, and I'm really pleased to be here. You'd be like, dude, this guy's like, what's wrong with this guy? Your energy is a vibe. It's like a radio frequency wave, right? The more high frequency you are, the more energy, the more you impact someone, the more you wake them up, right? So my sessions with people, my seminars that people come and see, it's not all beer and Skittles. There are times in those closed door sessions where I'm screaming at people to wake the F up.
Yeah.
Because they want to change their life. They want to do something different, but they're doing the same shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, I have to deliver that with energy. And my thing is that, you know, it's only energy that wakes them up. It's not my words. They can go online and they can listen to any fool talk shit, right?
Yeah.
But the thing is, it's the energy that I put onto them that's going to wake them up. And that's what it's all about. In times like this, to fight back, you need energy. Get up and use that energy and go hard or go home.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you'll be left behind. I'm telling you, that energy is key.
Yeah, it's so true. And it really comes down to ownership. And that's something I'm really big on, is every single aspect of your life. If you want change, you really have to take ownership, because the world's not going to change. It's got to be you. You've got to be that person that's standing up against that. So ownership is a big word for me.
Absolutely. Look, you know, ownership for me is everything, you know. Own where we are now as a planet. Own what's going on. Don't bow down to it. Don't be a victim, right? It's happening. We're going to get through it. We've seen, you know, the world has seen World War One, World War Two. It's seen, you know, SARS. It's seen shit everywhere. It's going to continue to, right? Yep. And the world is going to change in a way that we've never existed. What are you going to do? Bow down to it? Let it knock you out? Okay, you've got to be smart, right? So, yes, you know, be 1.5 meters away from people at the moment. Let's contain this thing so it doesn't get worse. But in 2 months or 3 months, whatever the time frame is, it'll get better again. Life will go back to normal. People will go back out, right? Mm-hmm. People will go back to restaurants. They'll go back to cafes. They'll want to go back and interact with people again. It's not going to be Armageddon, yeah? Yep. So own who you are, own where you are, and own where you're going.
Definitely. So let's say you were kind of looking out for Australia. What would you like to see happen over this next sort of period to, you know, get us through this? What would you think would be the best thing for folks to do?
Number one, stop being dumb shits and fighting over toilet paper in a shopping centre.
I agree right? with that.
Like, think about this. 2 months ago, we had fires, and we were, as a nation, we were on each other's roofs, hosing the other person's house. We were getting koalas out of trees. We were the Aussie spirit that people knew about. You know, if you look at, you know, Aussies in sport around the world, they're known as that Aussie spirit is unstoppable. You see us in the World Cup, you know, we fight, and, you know, Timmy Cahill, we fight to the last minute. That's the Aussie spirit. What the hell has happened to get into people to want to go to shopping centres and push elderly people around and take more than you need and hoard? Like, just stop it. You know, like, at the end of the day, you know, I was just on Fox Sky News the other night, and it's going to be aired 6 times over the next month to relay this same message, right? Mm-hmm. Is we must unite as a nation. We must step up as a nation and help each other. There's no use fighting each other, right? We must become one. That's what Aussies are all about, right? We are the greatest country in the world, and that's what it's about. And you've got to use that Aussie spirit that we've all got.
Yeah, fantastic piece of advice. You know, it's crazy what I've seen. I think a lot of it would come down to mindset too.
Look, I think a lot of it comes down to media propaganda and fear. You know, you turn on your TV now, and even the most positive person can't help not being scared. It's normal, okay? The world, there's some serious shit going on in the world. You know, have a look in Italy at the moment, and you know, the hospital beds are gone, and there's some serious people hurting. There is a serious side to this, okay, that we have to take very serious. Don't get me wrong. But at the end of the day, you know, what can you control?
Exactly.
You know, like, I can't control what's happening in Italy now. I can't control what's happening in the US now. All I can control is what me and my family do, what I do as a brand to help other people. So take control of what you control. Yes, be concerned. Yes, take precautions, but don't live in fear, because this thing's going to end, and you're going to have to get back out and be a better version of you and make money again and be back in the world. Otherwise, you'll fall over.
Definitely. Fantastic advice. So, final question I've got for you. So, let's say that there's someone that really wants to start their business. They're looking at, you know, they found their passion and they know exactly what they want to do, but they're just not sure how to start. Like, what's the most important thing that you think is for that person to do to get that business off the ground?
www.jacobgalea.com.
Perfect.
No, look, you know, get a mentor.
Yep.
Number one, look, a mentor, I write about in my book, Birth of Super You, a mentor changed my life. And that's why I run mentoring groups all around the world, because I want to give back now, because I saw the power of mentoring does, right? Get a mentor, get a coach. Why? You know, people go, why, but Jacob, why? Because a mentor kicks your ass, right? I see my mentor weekly, and a mentor makes sure that if I say I'm going to do these 5 things in between for my next session, and these are game-changing things that are going to make me move my dial, I can't go and see him next week and not have those things done. Now, if I didn't have a mentor, I'm telling you, chances are maybe one or two of those things would have been done. Get a mentor, because it works. Not because I have a mentoring business, not because, you know, mentoring is a cost for you, because it fucking works.
Yeah.
And I say that with passion, right? That if you want to change your life, get a mentor, get a coach. If you look at the PT world, why does someone have someone as a personal trainer? Because when they're doing barbell curls, it's not the 10 that they get out by himself. It's the extra 5 reps that the PT instructor helps them get out where they grow. Mentoring is exactly the same. I've gotten to a level that I've gotten because a mentor's pushed my ass to get there, right?
Yep.
And I will continue to. You know, I'm only getting warmed up, let me tell you now. So get a mentor. Make sure you pay for a mentor or get in a mentoring group or get on a webinar with someone. And we've got a lot of them coming up. We've got mentoring groups. We've got seminars. We're about to do our online course with you, Jay, that we're going to get out. We're going to have YouTube stuff. We're going to have music songs. We're going to have it all, right? We're going to have books. We're giving away books now for free for people while they're sitting at home so they can read some content and read some quotes to lift them up, right? But get a mentor. Get your brain educated. Readers are leaders, right? Don't sit there being in fear. Use this time to become a better version of you, right? And just do that.
Awesome. Fantastic advice. Thank you so much, Jacob, for coming on the podcast.
Awesome,
it's been
brother.
Great.
Thanks for having me.
Now we've got Corona.
Forget about Corona. We'll be good.
Yeah, we'll be sweet. So, the best way to get in contact with you would be jacobgalea.com.
Yeah, jacobgalea.com is a website. Jacob Galea Official on the Instagram. We put a lot of stuff and on LinkedIn as well. But yeah, hit us up on the socials. Get the free book we've got at the moment going around. We've got some really cool stuff coming up. Online content, online courses. We'll bring the seminars to you so you can learn from your bedroom, you can learn from your lounge room, you don't have to go anywhere, and that's the way of the future. So see you guys soon.
Yeah, fantastic. So thank you, Jacob, and thank you guys for listening to the Blacklist Sessions. Always a very interesting podcast, this one. You never know who's going to walk through the door. So stay tuned, a lot more interesting episodes, and we'll catch you later.
Awesome. Thanks, Jay.